begins the Mechaber. Yudal Sifalif. You have the place?
Yeah.
Okay. Tzitzis Shasoan in Yehudia. Goy makes a tzitzis, posel. No good. Disqualified. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says when discussing, introducing the mitzvah of tzitzis, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, lafuke in Yehudi, in order to exclude a non-Jew. Va'isha k'sher la'sosan. A woman could wear, could make tzitzis. This is talking about making the actual tzitzis itself. Hago. Yesh machmirim, some are very strict. The men have to be ones to make the tzitzis, not women. That's the best, that's preferable practice to do, is to have a man make a tzitzis.
And the woman made the strings and the man put them on, or if it,
No, so the strings. The strings we did earlier. This is talking about attaching the strings to the doing the tali, attaching the strings to the beged itself.
Right, that's the
point we're talking about now. Good. Okay, so let's work it out. This begins the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph. Shason, Pirush, Shehitilan Babegid. Your question.
Okay, we'll wait a few seconds.
They're putting the, making the means, putting it onto the Begid. Apostle of Philippi Yisrael, Omid Al Gabo. It's no good if a goy does it, even if the yid is standing over him. Umlam dehu la sois lishma. Say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. No, it doesn't help. The ilu im tavon in Yehudi o shazoron. Right? So if you would have the Tavia, or you would have the Shazira doing in this case, with the non-Jew doing it, and the Yid standing over him, but Oifin Zekoshel HaRosh, we saw earlier that's good, Kamo Shekoshel Eil, right? Sim Yud Aleph, Sif Beis. Dav Ge'im Tachavo HaKanaf O Osa HaChulia O HaKesh HaRishon. This is limited only in a case where the non-Jew put the strings through, ties the first knot, and then does the windings, the first part, because that, as we learned, is the Iker Mitzvah. That's really midoraisa, your tzitzis right there, so that can't be done. Aval im ha'chuya la'kesha harishon also yisrael, but a Jew does it. Ve'ein Yehudi gamar, if he finishes off, shar ha'chuyos va'kesharim, ein rak le'mitzvah ba'alma, kosher. That works. So you could have it. So not only by this, you could have a machine. I don't think they make such a thing, but you technically have, if a Jew would start the first one and then a machine could come fix it up, that would technically work. A goy could fix it up afterwards, as long as the ikur part is done by the mitzvah by a Jew. Okay. Beis. This is going in the Ramon now, where it says that even though women technically could, it's better to be strict and have the man do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Beis, the Hatzricha Noshim, Afilu Omid Al Gaban Lo Mahane, Mishum Dehadechzi B'nei Yisrael Osu, Mashmagam L'mayit B'nos Yisrael. So when it says, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, so it's B'nei Yisrael, so we thought that only comes to exclude an Akum, it also comes to exclude an Isha, according to this. Okay? Gimel, where is Gimel? Shashu Oso, Davka Hatzaliyah B'habeged. This is the hanging of the string in the beged. Aval hatzaviyah v'ashazira mutar al yedei noshim. So a woman could definitely do that, right? The women are definitely...
The man ties the first knot.
Certainly that's good.
Right, yeah. Right.
Here, the chiddush is, the mechaber says even a woman could tie the first knot. Okay. And the Ramal comes along and says, she could, but she shouldn't, right? You know, that's his position, yeah. Right? And v'tov lasos, the preferred thing to do, the preferred practice is... In Dalit, v'chein roi v'nachan sholas sois lechatchila hatalas hatzitzis bebeged shol gadol ayde katan pachas miyud gimel shonim. So you shouldn't even have a katan do this, right? You know, Tisha B'Av projects in camp, right? Where all the boys make tzitzis during the morning. See, these kids walking around doing it. So, you know, I remember when I was watching them, the councils used to walk around telling the kids, okay, you're now doing the Shei Mitzvah Tzitzis. These little kids are learning how to make tzitzis, which is a wonderful thing, but they're being taught that they have to be doing this for the sake of the mitzvahs.
Now maybe they have yotzi if they make their own beged. Maybe.
That could be, correct. Yeah. That's a good point, yeah. But the Dirshu actually discusses that in terms of having a katan by Megillah. Let's see if we have time to get to that this morning. He says, "Aval imhu ben yud gimel shonim v'yom echod." Right? So if he is a gadol, af shel hevi shtei saros. So shtei saros is our definition to get him. He's a gadol now midoraisa, right? The kid starts to shave. So afilu lechatchila ein lahachmir. Then certainly he could do it. Artzus achayim. That's the malbim. Mekel afilu lechatchila aide cotton. So the cotton could do this. V'chol ze davka be gadol oimid al gabo. Umlamdehu lasos lishma. Again. the Gadol is standing over him, telling him, say this, do this l'shma. If you don't have this present, so if you didn't have any of this, and the Katan puts them on, the affixing of the strings, attaching the strings, I should say, that is no good. You'd have to undo it and reattach them. The last part, he says, and this is lechatchila, this is what to do. If a woman does do it, it is good. Right? Even if you don't have a man standing over saying, don't do this, nemes loima shetila l'shem titzis, right? She has ne'emonis. We believe her if she tells her, yeah, I knew what I was doing. I put it on for the sake of, making titzis. That counts. That would be good for the woman to do it. Okay. Where's the cotton? Let me see if I found that. I was using the other version of the deer shoe, so it doesn't line up my numbering system. All right, Nunu. Good morning. Good morning. We're holding now. We'll start B's. Okay. Hita Yisrael Tzitzios Bebeged below Kavana. So for whatever reason, he just attached strings to a four-corner garment, had no idea, or wasn't thinking, whatever. He didn't do it with, for the sake of Kavana. Im Ein Tzitzios Acherim Mit Lahach Shiro Yesh Lismoch Al HaRambam Shemachshir Aval Lo Yivorech Alav. So he says, if you don't have another pair of tzitzis, they're not accessible, then
he put it on and did everything the way he put tzitzis on. They can't say that he did do it the same tzitzis. Maybe he put the strings on tight. Maybe you can say that, but it's hard to say that he didn't have
the same tzitzis. That's a good point. Lamaisa, nowadays people don't attach strings, tie knots, wrap them around, right, without doing this the same tzitzis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what if the person was just going on automatic pilot? And you're right, he did it, but like it's just like a robot, not even thinking about what he's doing. With that's probably not.
Well, that's the question of when it says mitzvah shichas kavana. Does it mean an explicit kavana that if a person doesn't, people doing it on autopilot, but you're doing it for the mitzvah.
So there's a piece in Halicha Shlomo. Shlomo Zalman Orbach asks the following question. What exactly, when we talk about the mitzvah tzitzis, is that the making of the tzitzis, right, when you're doing it, or putting it on a beggar that has that? He says, what would be the din as follows? Do I have to have kavan when I walk into a house that now has a mezuzah? Maybe the kavana is, the mitzvah is when I'm attaching the mezuzah to the thing. It's like a makah. In the Chumash Devarim talks about putting up a fence so no one falls. So do I have to have kavana with that, or I just have to have that there? It's a fascinating question. There's no difference, he writes at the end, of a house that didn't need a makkah and doesn't have one.
That has one.
He brings back the tzitzis. He says, maybe the kavanah is not what I'm putting it on, but the kavanah actually is making the tzitzis.
Well, look, in the case of a makkah, a person, let's say, he's not even aware that the mitzvah exists. He built a house and he puts a fence because
Common sense doesn't realize he's doing the mitzvah derisa.
Right, yeah, right. So, does he get the mitzvah?
That would hinge on our mitzvah. You're done. When we get to, I think, Samach, we'll do the sugyev. Mitzvah Srichos Kavan by Kriya Shema. Okay, so let's do the Mishnah Berurah. We'll do the beginning of Vav. Below Kavan. What does it mean? Sha'asa Kesher Ha'elyon Shehu Midoraisa B'li Kavan. He did it without thinking. Aval Im Kasher Kesher Ha'elyon V'chulia Achas B'Kavan. But that much he had, that's it. Afal Pi Sha'asa Sharak Sharam Achulio Is Achakach Shalol Ishma. He wasn't thinking about the other ones. Gam B'di'ika Tzitzis Acherim. So this is fine, even if you had other ones away, because you got the basic part was the first, the Kesher and the Chulia. So we can rely upon the Rambam in Zion. Al HaRambam Shemachshir Afilu Im Osa HaTaliya V'gam Kol HaKeshar Machulio Shelo B'Kavona. The Svir Lei, he holds Afal Gav, the boy, Tevia Lishma. Yes, you have to spin the thread Lishma. Mikol Mokam HaTaliya, attaching it, Lo Boy Lishma. That much doesn't. Which is interesting. Normally it's backward. Normally the closer you get to the final stage, that's where you have to have more kavan and do lishma, like by matzah. Here, the opposite. Here, by the spinning of the strings, you need the lishma, but by actually attaching, the Rambam says you don't. V'yolef lo mechzi b'nei Yisrael lafuke oyve gilulim. Shema minad Yisrael b'li kavan kosher. We do it. V'ein loymar yatire mihabeged v'yachsa v'itneim b'kavan l'shem mitzvah. So why don't we just say take them off and put them back on? See, Shlomo Demarisha who Samach the Shabbos. It's close to Shabbos. Ve'in Shahus lahatir on lakashim. You don't have time to take them off, put them back on. Another teretz inami shenifsak echad miroshov ve'im yitireim yehi osu yachzu the lit name bebege mashenki mashmashukosov besimin yud beis. So we're talking about now where the strings snap very close to it, and you barely have kedei aniva. So to once they were the regular length and then they got broken, so then you're allowed to keep them, but you're not allowed to put on a string length lichatchila. That's why you can you're no longer allowed to untie it and then tie them up. Okay.
Sivkat in ches lo yivarech alav afilu im lo also rakat chiva b'knaf shlo lishma v'kol shekein im also hakesher elyon shlo lishma. Rashi of Rosh, but Tosva Svir Lehu, the Ve'inan, the Doraisa, Gankin, Talia Lishma. So they argue on the Rambam and say it has to be actually put on the attached to the Begid Lishma. Ukra, the Miat Ove Gilulim, Tzarech Lafili, Israel, Omid Al Gabo, Umandehu Lishma. Alkain, Tzarech Lizoh, Lechatchila, Kodim Hatalia, Bebegid, Sheyote, Bisfasov, Ferush, Shetoyle, Kol Elu, Tzitzis, Lashem Tzitzis. To speak it out aloud and say, I'm doing this, Kemosha Kusavnu, as we've written, Le'il, Simon Yud Aleph in Tavia Vishazira. I am Bibir Halacha.